We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bills season is here, and Odyssey is your audio home for all things Bills. Listen anywhere on the Odyssey app and on AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Joined now by the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Giglio. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Joe, right off the top, I got to ask you, are you watering and fertilizing? We want that plant to grow in Philadelphia. The Sirianni comments today, I mean, got to be a good time to be in Philly sports talk radio.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Yes, we're fertilizing, we're watering, we're watching the soil. It's a 2-5 plant right now, but it's all right. I mean, you know, underneath, we can't see it. The progress is being made. And the head coach here, although he sounds ridiculous, he just give him time. He thinks he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I think what they need to do for front office is actually hire the guy. Like, we have up here a guy named Derek Boyko, and he's coaching up Allen. He's coaching up McDermott, guys that are new in this role on how to just give good sound bites and not leave yourself wide open there. That's what I think the Eagles need. They don't need another pass rusher. They don't need a better running game. They actually need somebody to tell their head coach.
They need all that, too, though.
Well, they do too, but I just have some fun here. And somebody's got to get to Sirianni and tell him, hey, that, you know, like, listen,
tighten it up.
Brevity is the word.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, usually young players kind of have to coach those guys up. You know, obviously Jalen Hurts' play hasn't been good enough this year, but that kid went to Alabama and learned from Nick Saban. He is a pro. He never says anything that anyone's going to get mad at. Meanwhile, the head coach, he's the one that puts his foot in his mouth at the podium. It's pretty remarkable here right now.
All right, Joe, let's get to some of these lines for Week 8 in the NFL, BetQL.com. And we start with tomorrow night. Right now, Arizona, 6.5-point favorite over the Packers. I guess the loss of Devontae Adams maybe makes that line move a little bit. And we're hearing today that J.J. Watt isn't going to go for the Cardinals. What are your thoughts on Thursday night football this week?
Yeah, the number is gigantic, and I think it's moved too much. As long as Aaron Rodgers is there, I feel like this will be a competitive football game, and the Packers actually have done quite well when Devontae Adams has missed games. You would think it's a killer for them, but it's not, and it, you know, just goes to show you, the only thing that really truly moves the number are quarterbacks. Now, you worry a little about cluster injuries because they're losing their entire wide receiver room or a lot of it, but I do like the Packers with this number tomorrow night. If it gets a 7, it's a no-brainer. I do like the Cardinals to win the game. I think they won't cover, but they will win the game, which gets them to 8-0, and they continue to be, you know, the story of the season in the NFC, or one of them. I mean, guys, they're over under start of the season. I believe it's 7.5. It's now at 13.5 for their win total. And if they get through tomorrow, I mean, they have 8 wins already. We're not even in November yet. So it makes some sense. And, I think the number's too big, but I do like Arizona to win the game.
Yeah, here locally, we've got the Bills coming off the bye, coming off a really tough loss for them. 13.5 points they're giving to Miami. Joe, if Miami loses this game, is Brian Flores out of a job Monday? Because if that's the case, and if that's the feeling, and with everything going on in Miami, I look at this Dolphins team, what they did last year in Week 17 in Buffalo, and they quit. They quit in that game. It was Week 17. Nobody really paid attention to it. And for that reason, would you feel comfortable enough if the Bills get an early lead here that Buffalo will just kind of cruise? How do you feel about laying the 13.5?
It's so many points. I hate laying this many points. You know, last week I actually went with the Lions. I took them the other way, you know, one of these gigantic spreads. I just feel like, you know, if you have teams that are at least trying, it's hard to get to this number. But I'm not sure, to your point, where Miami's psyche is right now. Brian Flores, who knows, the owner is getting involved with the Washington straight talks. I mean, Tua was answering questions every day about the organization giving up on him. It's bad. It's funny, guys. A few years ago, everyone was like, oh, the Dolphins have done everything right. They tanked, and they got all these picks, and they're so smart, and Brian Flores gets these guys to play. They're going to win so many Super Bowls, and they're crap. I mean, they're not a good team. They're a poor organization. The owner's still a problem down there. And I will say all year that the Eagles getting the Dolphins' 2022 first-round pick, unprotected, obviously. They're just their number one pick. To move down six spots in this past year's draft might be the greatest trade that Eagles general manager Howie Rosen's ever made. I mean, they might end up as the number one pick in the draft. It's remarkable that they don't even have their own pick. So I would lay the points if I forced to take a side. I would take Buffalo off a bye. Upset about what happened in Tennessee a few weeks ago. I do like the Bills on Sunday.
Number one seed right now, and there's a lot of football left to be played, but in the AFC, nobody had the Cincinnati Bengals as the one seed in the AFC heading into Week 8, yet here they are, 10.5-point favorites going into the Meadowlands. Do you buy into the Bengals, Joe?
I do, yeah. I think they're for real, and it's remarkable because heading into the season, Zach Taylor, their head coach two seasons, this is his third, he had won six combined games. If they win this game on Sunday, he has his sixth win of the season. A remarkable turnaround, and really, you know, for his, I'm sure Taylor will get some credit along the line, but this is about Joe Burrow, it's about Ja'Marr Chase, and it's about a good offseason they had. They signed six of their starters on defense were free agent signings, so they completely remade their defense. It's pretty good. I wouldn't call it great, but it's certainly better than I think people thought it would be, so it's a pretty good defense, and you have a quarterback. I mean, you guys, you can get Joe Burrow right now at 40-1 to win the MVP. I think there's some value there. Joe Burrow has been incredible, and for my money, Ja'Marr Chase is the best rookie wide receiver to enter the NFL since Randy Moss in 1998. He looks different. He plays different. I've watched Jalen Waddle. I've watched a lot of Devontae Smith. These guys aren't even in the same league. Like, he's in a different class than his fellow, you know, draft classmates at wide receiver. So they've got a great core around Burrow to throw to, and he's just deadly at that line of scrimmage. Picks where he wants to go, and I love how they spread the field. Looks like LSU all over again.
Yeah, for our survivor pool, we willed it down to two. It was either take Cincinnati or we're looking at the Chiefs. And you look at the two, it's like, all right, why wouldn't you take Cincinnati? They're on the road. Well, that doesn't matter as much. Joe, the Chiefs giving 10 at home. The Chiefs, can we just say this out loud? They're not a good team. Is this just the public putting money on the Chiefs thinking, well, they're going to figure it out and the Giants aren't really good? Because I wouldn't go anywhere near the Chiefs minus the 10.
I agree. I can't trust them. They're just right now, they're not a good football team. Like, it's weird to say that because they should be. They've been a dominant team for 3 years with a championship and two Super Bowl appearances. But right now, they're not a good football team. Patrick Mahomes is sloppy with the football. The blocking isn't great. And we know their defense is horrendous. I don't think the Giants are going to walk in there and win, but I wouldn't lay the 10. That could be a competitive game. I went with Cincinnati in my pool. There's one fear, just one tiny fear about the Cincinnati game in terms of Survivor this week, and if you want them to cover the number. This will be their third straight road game. And historically, the third leg of three straight road games for any team, it's brutal. It's just really difficult to get through that one. If Zach Wilson was playing, if the Jets had their normal quarterback, even though he struggled as a rookie, I would be even more nervous. But it's Mike White. I mean, who's Mike White? Is Mike White going to beat Joe Burrow? I'm going to hold my breath in the third straight road game. I would rather go with Cincinnati in this spot.
Let's talk a little bit about a quarterback that you're familiar with who's actually turning it around a little bit in Indianapolis. Carson Wentz hasn't looked bad, Joe, and the Colts now favored by 1 point. Am I reading this right? Indy minus one right now, right, on BetQL.com with hosting the Titans. It's essentially a pick'em game. But how do you see this going on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it's a really big game for the Colts. And I know it's an exciting time for them and their fans, and it should be, right? Carson Wentz is certainly playing better, and this is the best he's looked at some point in the 2019 season. So that's good for them because they feel like they have a quarterback situation a little bit stabilized here with him healthy and playing well. But for as much optimism as there is, I would say that Sunday is the season for the Colts in terms of winning the division. Right now, they're two games behind the Tennessee Titans. They've already lost once to Tennessee. If they lose this game, they're three back in the standings, and they got swept. I mean, essentially, they're four games back if they lose this game. They have to win this game. I expect a big effort from them. I do like them in this game on Sunday. And as far as Wentz goes, he's done a nice job, and I give Frank Reich credit. They're using him the way he was at his best in Philadelphia, which was, don't ask him to throw the ball 45 times. You're not going to win that way. Like, more of a game manager where he'll make some big throws with his arm down the field. He'll move a little bit and rush like he did for the touchdown on Sunday. And if he gets out of a game throwing for 150, 175, 200 yards and you win with a good running game, that's how the Eagles won with Carson Wentz. It's when the team turned over and they said, oh, you're our franchise quarterback. You make $40 million or $35 million. Go throw it 50 times. The Eagles stopped winning games. So I'm not surprised Frank Reich has kind of found that happy middle ground again with Carson Wentz.
We're talking to Joe Giglio, the host of BetQL Daily here in the sports bar. One game in the late afternoon window we're all going to be paying attention to. The Chargers coming off a loss where we were anointing them as kind of, all right, are they going to be the team here, the challenge for the number one seed? And, well, maybe not if you're losing to Baltimore the way they did. So they have 2 weeks to think about that. They're back home taking on a Patriot team that, all right, they get a really nice win under their belt. They're coming off, the previous game they hung with Dallas. Maybe they're getting a little bit of momentum. How do you see this game playing out with the Chargers giving the six?
Yeah, I think there's some value here on the Patriots side of the numbers. So the Patriots have had three games this season where they've been basically right there to win the game. Opening week against Miami, it's hard to believe they lost that game. The fumble by Damian Harris late. The Tampa Bay game where they really did a good job on Tom Brady in the rain that night and they just couldn't close it. They missed the field goal. And then, of course, the Dallas game where they lose in overtime on the Dak Prescott throw. So if one of those games goes the other way, you know, New England has a winning record. And I think the number, just same team, same numbers everywhere, yards, stats, and point differences, all the same. Except let's just say one thing just got switched. And they were 4-3 versus 3-4. I think you'd be looking at a 4.5 point number on this game. So I think there's some value there on the Patriots. Belichick is a dog. I like New England plus the six on Sunday.
There's one team in the NFL that is undefeated against the spread, and that is the Dallas Cowboys, favored by 1.5 Sunday night, traveling to Minnesota. How do you see this game playing out, Joe?
Yeah, I think this is a tricky one for the Dallas Cowboys. First, we have to see how Dak Prescott comes through practice this week. He hurt that calf last play of the game. We haven't seen him since. It's not like it's been another game or the week or whatever where we've seen him walking around. It's kind of been out of sight, out of mind. He left New England with a walking boot on after hurting his calf. Now, Jerry Jones, I heard him talk yesterday, and he seemed to think things would probably be okay, and they're very optimistic that practice will be fine this week. We'll see if he's limited, if he's fine. So that worries me a little bit. And, guys, I think similar about the Vikings that I do about the Patriots. A little bit underrated, undervalued. In their last game, they're also off a bye. Their last game, they went to Carolina, and we know Carolina's falling apart here, and their quarterback situation is just horrendous. But their defense is still really good. I would still call Carolina one of the better defenses this season in the NFL. The Vikings had over 500 yards of offense in that game. Like, Kirk Cousins has had a really nice year. They can run it. They can throw it. I think this game will come down to this. If Cousins protects the football, I like the Vikings. Because really, the Dallas defense doesn't stop you. They just make big plays, and Diggs takes it away and does a bunch of pick sixes. Like, the way the Dallas Cowboys beat teams is they create turnovers. If Kirk Cousins, if you look up Sunday night and Cousins has zero interceptions, zero fumbles, I think the Vikings have won this game.
Sat through all of Monday night just to make sure my fantasy team won, and the Seattle Seahawks, I could say here, Joe, they're not a good team, not without Russell Wilson, and they're giving three to another bad Jacksonville team. When you get bad team against bad team, is that a bad play, or can you find value in a situation like this? I'll give you another game, too, here. Niners and Bears, where the Niners giving four, another bad team. Do you go anywhere near those if you want a little action this week?
Yeah, I love the Jaguars. I know it feels crazy, right? Like, who loves the Jaguars? But I think once in a while you could find one. Like, man, that doesn't make any sense. And sometimes I think we overcomplicate things when it comes to a side on a game. Guys, how could I lay points with Geno Smith right now? I mean, how could you watch Geno Smith play football at this stage of his career and say, I'm going to lay points with that guy? I think the Jaguars had the better quarterback in the game, and they're rested, right? This is a short week for Seattle. They're coming off of Monday Night Football against a pretty good Saints team. No, the Jaguars are coming off a bye. So we should get the best and most prepared version of the Jaguars. I think Trevor Lawrence is playing a little bit better the last couple of weeks, kind of getting his feet under him. Clearly the quarterback advantage goes to the Jaguars here. I would take the point. And I also would look with the Jaguars, if you have ever or you want to jump into teasing games and pick a couple games where you think the number's a little off and you kind of just tease the Jaguars up, right? Let's tease it up to 9. I mean, there's the idea of Geno Smith winning a game by 10 points in 2021 is baffling. I mean, he couldn't do it when he was a rookie coming out of West Virginia. He's not doing it now. So I like the Jaguars, and I would include them in a tease.
Joe, any thoughts on Game 2 of the World Series tonight? Any action between the Braves and the Astros that has piqued your interest?
Yeah, last night barely went under. And I say barely because there were a couple of hits late in the game, including one off the wall by Gurriel that felt like it was going to be just one more run on the board. That would have taken the game over. I like the over tonight on the game. I think tonight we're going to get more runs. Urquidy has been very up and down for the Astros. And for as good as Max Fried has been for the Atlanta Braves, the Astros have just pummeled left-handed pitching. This is for years now. They just pummel lefties, whether it be Altuve or Correa, Bregman. They're built to crush left-handed pitching. So I think Max Fried, you know, he can only do so much to keep those bats at bay. And as far as the Braves offense, it's so good top to bottom right now. I think they'll get to your Urquidy, and I could see a really high-scoring game. I would go over the 8.5 runs tonight.
You got 10 games in the NBA tonight. You have Brooklyn hosting Miami. Milwaukee's in action tonight against Minnesota. Lakers are at OKC. Any of these games jump out to you, Joe?
Yeah, one that does, the Memphis Grizzlies. They're a team I have my eye on with their win total over this year. I think they're going to take a big jump. They're getting 2.5 points tonight on the road in Portland. Portland has not looked great so far this season. Dame Lillard has been off. And Ja Morant, you know, he was drafted number 2 after Zion Williamson. I think Ja Morant, by the end of the season, it's going to be clear as day. He's the better player. I mean, I know Zion's got all the hype around him, but he gets hurt, can't stay on the court, can't stay in shape. Ja Morant has been dropping 35 or 40 each of the first three games like it's nothing, and 10 assists. Like, this guy's unbelievable. We had Jimmy Patsos, former college coach, on BetQL earlier this week. Love Jimmy's great. And he compared Ja Morant to a young Allen Iverson and thinks that the Grizzlies are about to take a big jump as well. So I'll take the 2.5 points tonight, and I'll back the Grizzlies to win in Portland.
Hey, Joe, before we let you go, what's the latest on Simmons and the Sixers?
The latest is that Ben Simmons is receiving treatment for his back injury that the Sixers doctors last week said didn't exist. And he is also receiving mental health treatment after telling the team he wasn't mentally ready to play. And as of this moment, the Sixers are paying him because under the CBA, with those two provisions and those two things that he says he needs help with right now, they have to pay him. So Ben Simmons is getting paid the equivalent of whatever it is per day for a $34 million a year salary. He's not near the team. And, guys, I'm not the biggest big Ben Simmons fan, but the reality is they have lost an all-star and got nothing back right now, and they're missing him. Last night they got torched by the Knicks, couldn't cover anyone on the perimeter. They miss Ben Simmons, and I think they will continue to until they trade Ben Simmons for something else, you know, of equivalent talent.
Can't they kiss and make up, or is that that's not happening here? With that there's no possibility of realizing that the best option might be to get Simmons reintegrated into that team?
I think they want to. I don't think he wants to, and he's got Rich Paul on his side, so I don't know if this ends anytime soon. And guys, last week, I guess it was last Thursday, we talked on Wednesday. Last week around this time, their general manager, Daryl Morey, said that this could go on for 4 years because he has 4 years left on his contract. So we are, this is the definition of a staring contest, and the team that's, the party that's losing right now are the Sixers. As long as Ben is getting paid, the party that's losing are the Sixers because they're not getting the player and they're paying the player.
Yeah, I didn't disagree with what Morey said, though. I mean, if you're only going to get role players, you need a game changer. You need somebody in return that will equal what he could potentially be. And I wouldn't blame them for a guy that's under contract to hold on to him and try to make it work. But if the player isn't involved and doesn't want to be involved, quite the dilemma there in Philly.
Yeah, it is. Well, let me throw this back at you. And I understand the point that Morey's trying to make. What if that offer is never coming, guys? Like that, then it, to me, you're just wasting time and you're throwing away this season. I mean, we all want to get the most possible value for whatever we have, and that's what GMs are paid to do. But at some point, Daryl Morey might have to wake up and realize he's not getting the equivalent of a player that moves the needle on title odds for Ben Simmons. So at that point, you got to make the best of the situation because they're playing a man down right now while their GM decides to be stubborn about things.
Yeah. Joe, great catching up with you. We'll do it again next week, same time. What do you say?
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
There he is, the host of BetQL Daily, also Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Giglio. And be sure to listen to BetQL Daily, the podcast, for more Joe Giglio analysis. Just search BetQL wherever you find your shows.
Why would you lay points on Geno Smith? That's exactly right. You know, you shouldn't trust that. And I'm glad he agrees with us. Like, wait a second. 10 points for the Chiefs on Monday night? Maybe they win that game. It's not all of a sudden that the Chiefs are going to fix everything Monday night playing against a team that many think is worse than them, the Giants. I think that game's actually going to be close.
All right, we've got to get to NFL appetizers next. Some news and notes from around the National Football League. It's brought to you today by Market View Liquor. Stock up now at Market View Liquor. Check out the great under 8 for wonderful wines under $8. No one else comes close to Market View Liquor selection and savings. Use the Drizzly app for same-day delivery within 5 miles of the store. Jefferson Road, Henrietta.
Yeah, stories we're chasing for you here. We got news from the Jets, the Panthers. I'm sorry, danger about the Bears here. Like, not good news for them today. News that's good for the Buccaneers. And yes, we will also have some hot uniform talk that concerns the Buffalo Bills this week.
Very good. We've got happy hour right around the corner as well. And time for your calls. If you want to join us, jump on in. Pull up a stool on the ESPN Rochester Trash Talk line. It's 454-ESPN, 585-454-3776. Brought to you by Casella Waste Systems, waste and recycling services for your home, small business, or organization. Visit casella.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.